Welcome to the Once Upon an Island Winter Analysis Podcast. I'm your host, Wesley, and this week I'm joined by my special co-host,
Mary.
And yes, Rebecca is out of town, so this week Mary is filling in. Why, thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Today, I think you're feeling a little bit better.
I am.
Than when we recorded yesterday.
Probably a little, fewer snuffles. I don't know if anyone heard my snuffles last night.
Sniffles. Yeah. So if you want to hear Mary and I's like full thoughts on Survivor 44 so far through episode 3, listen to our previous podcast. Normally with Rebecca, this is the beginning of the episode. I'm like, or of our podcast, I'm like, let's catch up. Like, what did you think? But we already know your thoughts.
Yeah.
So today we're going to rank all 14 remaining players in Survivor 44. But right before we do that, they promised during the episode that, oh, if you tune in for lingo, because they're just like, please tune in for lingo. If you tune in for lingo, there's a secret preview scene of next week's episode. Mm-hmm. So, Mary, do you remember the red X from next week on Survivor?
Right. Yes.
You do remember that? Okay. It is not production. Carolyn put it there. But we don't know why. The secret scene or the preview scene was like a minute long, and they see it there, and Sarah and Carson and Jam Jam are like, who put this there? Like, and like, they're all there together with Carolyn, and Carolyn's like, she's like, why would somebody do that? Or why would they do that or whatever? Right. And then we cut to a confessional with her, and she's like, I put it there, but we don't know why. So
That's funny.
To tell people not to try to get it. I don't know.
But why?
I don't know yet. I just want to throw that out there. Right. That was the preview scene. So if you didn't watch Lingo.
Only Carolyn.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I believe I saw this on YouTube personally. Somebody else uploaded, like, they record the TV. So they recorded like that one scene. They put it on YouTube. So that's how I saw it. Because I didn't watch Lingo. We were recording our podcast.
Right.
So anyways, all right, well, let's get into this. We're going to go through all these players alphabetically, and I will give you the stats for them. We'll talk about them, and then after we're done talking about them, we will each rank them, though I will put our rankings in the description if you just want like a quick list of what how Mary and I have everybody ranked. Okay, so our first person is Brandon. He's on the Rattu tribe. He has had 16 confessionals so far. However, two of those 16 have come in the last two episodes. The first 14 were front-loaded in the first episode. He has two votes against him, no advantages, only survived his last tribal due to his idol. So the two votes he had against him were negated, obviously, but he still had, they were trying to vote him off.
Right, yeah. So, no, he's already got a really big target on him. He doesn't seem to have, like, a tight alliance or good relationships within his tribe. And like you said, yeah, if you said 16, I was like, are you serious? I did not remember him having that much content. And
he got 14 in the first episode.
Because he got 14 in the first. And a lot of people, there were a lot of really quick confessionals. I do remember the first episode.
It's because he found the idol. It's because he was part of that task he did with Matthew/MGM.
Right. So he's gotten just such little content, and we're never really shown him to be really talking to anybody. We did get a backstory slightly from him. So I just don't think he's in a really good position right now.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm not too high on. I think Brandon could definitely benefit from a tribe swap if that is indeed what's going to happen. Everyone keeps talking about it. I think, personally, Mary, we're at the point where everybody wants it to happen. So people are trying to will it into existence because Jeff has teased a lot of things about the season, but a tribe swap is not one of them.
Right.
Though a tribe swap, I mean, has happened so many times. Why would he tease that as something big? So I don't know. All right. Yeah. Brandon, though, I like him. I have nothing against him, but I'm not sure where he stands because Matthew/MGM literally did not vote with Brandon and threw a shot in the dark to not show what side he was on. So I don't even know if he's on his side.
Right.
We thought he was.
Yeah. I don't think he is, because if he was, he would have just known that he was playing his idol and, you know, but I mean, that's talking about Matthew a little bit more and how smart he is. Again, with other people, we're shown, okay, they've done this as far as strategy, or we've done this. Always seen from Brandon is he found the idol, and then he played the idol, so they didn't go home.
Yeah.
And that's just,
and he got a backstory, which in
the
previous three seasons means he's eligible to be voted off, but that's not necessarily the case this season.
That is true.
Backstories have not been consistent, so.
We've had people voted off without backstories.
Thankfully. Just the way I like it. Don't get me too emotionally invested on these early boots. Okay, well, I think that's it for Brandon. Are you ready for Carolyn? Before we move on to Carolyn, you're correct. I have Brandon ranked 10 out of 14. How do you have him ranked?
I have him 12.
12, okay. Yeah. So you're really low on him.
Yeah.
I think there are a few people in worse positions than Brandon, but Brandon, as far as we have seen, is not in a great position. He would definitely benefit from a tribe swap at the moment.
Yes.
Personal opinion. So, all right. Our next player is Carolyn. She is on the Tika tribe. She has 15 confessionals, one less than Brandon. What the heck? Has one vote against her. She has the hidden immunity idol that no one else knows about.
Right.
Shockingly enough, good on her. And she is in the power alliance on Tika. She is in power.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there is a good thing to be. So what do you think about Carolyn? I mean, as a character, she's amazing.
Right.
But strategy wise, I'm like, I bet you Jam Jam and Carson would beat her.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I mean, from what we've seen so far, she did. I mean, she's in a good alliance, as you stated, and she does have the idol, which she hasn't talked about. So that's, I mean, that is good strategy.
But we just talked about she put a red X in the
cage. She did put a red. She's such a wild card. Like, I don't know what she's going to do next. And even though she's only had, what did you say, 14 confessionals?
15.
15 confessionals. We still see a lot of her screen time, you know, around camp or...
Well, 15's the third most of the season. Brandon somehow has the second most.
That is crazy.
Wait, I'll tell you when we get to the first most. Don't worry.
So we do hear from her a lot. We see a lot from her.
Probably most.
Just because she's a character. But I think she's going to be an important character in this season. And I think people underestimate her. I think they're like, oh, Carolyn, you know, she wouldn't have the idol. She's not going to, you know. I don't think a tribe swap or a merge or whatever would be good for her game right now.
No.
You know, she's in a really good position. Mm-hmm. And hopefully she hangs on a little bit. I mean, I'm still not the oh, yay, Carolyn, I love her. But... she is fun to watch, and I hope she sticks around for a while longer.
No tribe swap, as you said, would greatly benefit her game. She's making the merge with no tribe swap.
Yeah.
I mean, under the assumption Tika doesn't lose two more tribals.
Right.
But with a tribe swap, oh, I don't know. Her being underestimated could go one of two ways. Of course, the obvious one is being underestimated means, let's say she gets all the way to the end of the game, people are like, "What? Like, who are you? Like, not who are you, Carolyn, but like, what did you do to earn the win?
Yeah.
You know, like, she's still being underestimated. But on the other hand, because she's underestimated, she does have an uphill battle. However, if she is to upset what everyone thinks about her by doing some big plays, like with this idol, she could pull something off. People will be like, oh, I've been underestimating her this whole time.
Right.
Wow. Like, now I'm impressed because my bar was so low.
Right. It's like a more impressive move because it came from Carolyn.
Yeah. Whereas if Carson did whatever, let's say Carson does the same thing Carolyn did, it'd be like, well, duh, it's Carson.
Right.
He's so good.
We should have expected that.
Yeah, we expected that from Carson. So it's less impressive, more expected. So
yeah.
Expectations with Carolyn strategically are probably going to be low. But come the merge, if she makes the merge, which no tribe swap, I think she makes it. Yeah, I think Carolyn could. She would definitely need to be smart in some moves. And I don't know if we're going to get that.
Right.
I could see her totally blowing the idol play.
Right. Yeah. It's possible. And one of the reasons she's in such a good position is because she clicks so well with Jam Jam. And I think if she had a tribe swap, people are not going to appreciate her goofy humor like Carson and Jam Jam do. So,
I mean, heck, we saw how Lauren was with Jamie, and I know it's jumping ahead a little bit, but Lauren was like, yeah, Jamie's just so full of energy. Lauren, you haven't even met Carolyn yet.
Exactly.
So for me, Carolyn is ranked 6th out of 14.
She's 8th for me.
Wow. She's like less. She's on the bottom half for you.
Yep.
Really? Okay. All right. I do want to briefly mention over on Patreon, links in the description. We're voting on the Gabon story videos right now. That voting is almost finished. And Micronesia story videos are completed. I have them all done. Parvati, Sari, Natalie, Amanda's is the longest I've ever done for one player ever. And I'm currently working on the Black Widow Brigade video, which is going to have, it's just going to be massive. It's going to be the longest by far. So head on over to Patreon if you want to financially support the channel. We greatly appreciate it. So let's move on to our next player, which is Carson. Carson has 13 confessionals, three less than Brandon. I like how we're going by. Oh, no, two less than Brandon. No, wait, three less than Brandon. Everything's compared to Brandon because it's ridiculous how many he has. Carson has no votes against him, no advantages. Seems to be dominant at puzzles, I wrote down, because as we saw again last night with the blocks or cubes, whatever you call it, puzzle. I mean, that was a Carson. Jam Jam's just like, just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And then he is in power on Tika, as we just discussed with Carolyn. Yeah. So what do you think about Carson?
Well, Carson, I've talked about him every week so far in our regular podcast.
High on your rankings.
He is high on my rankings. I really do think he's a great strategist. I think he's the one kind of pulling the strings in his three-person alliance. He's liked by everybody on his tribe. Even Sarah, whom he voted against, you know, is like, I can't help but trust the guy. I trust mm-hmm. him more than anybody else here, even though I know that he's not on my side right now. So he's just super likable. He's young. He's energetic. He's fun. He's smart. I don't know. I think he's really good with relationships, as we've seen. I don't know if a tribe swap would be good for him, but I don't think it would hurt him that badly. Yeah. I think people would underestimate him a little bit because he's more of the shy, nerdy, quiet guy. If he just have to find his group, you know, to connect with, like everyone would.
I think the confessional from Sarah says a lot when
it does.
She says that despite knowing, you know, what position he's in and who he is and that he's a cute little nerd, she still trusts him, yeah. even though she knows she shouldn't.
Right.
Because he flipped on her, and I'm almost forgetting who they voted off. On Tika.
Claire.
Claire. No, Claire was Sokka.
Sorry.
Tika voted off somebody last week. Wow, I feel terrible. It was Helen. Yes. They voted off Helen. Helen was voted off last week. And yeah, so when he flipped on Sarah and Helen, you know, she shouldn't trust him, but she's like, I still trust him.
Right.
Which is the sign of a really good player. So, for Carson, I have him ranked number 4 out of 18. He would crack my top 3. We haven't reached anyone in my top 3. If this is your first time hearing us talk about winners, you'll see why the people in my top 3 are my top 3. But for you, Mary, how does he rank?
He's my second.
He's your number 2 out of 14. Wow. So, basically, there's only one person ahead of Carson. Like, you really are high on him.
Yeah.
Like, there's... Okay. So, if the person number 1 goes after you, Carson, how... I guess what I'm trying to get at is how big is a gap is Carson from to your number 3? Don't say your number 3 is yet, but is it a big gap or is it close?
Okay. No, it's pretty close.
It's not far and away.
Right.
All right. Okay, our next player is Danny. He is on the Sokka tribe. I almost said Ratu, but that's not correct. He's on the Sokka tribe.
Mm-hmm.
He has 11 confessionals, no votes against him. He has a hidden immunity idol. And of course, he replanted the fake and tricked Matt. And only he knows Matt has the fake.
Right.
And he's in power on Sokka based on the last vote that just happened where they removed Claire from the game.
Right.
So what do you think about Danny?
I really like Danny. I think he is a great player. He is really smart. He's goofy. And I like the fact that people don't see the strategic side of him as much.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Heidi does because she said he's hit her number 1 and they've connected. And
yeah. Who is Heidi? I don't know until this week.
Right. Exactly. Basically. But I like him. I think he's really fun to watch. He's a character. He is smart. He kind of led Matt to the idol. As we discussed.
That's the same thing as what MGM did
to Jamie.
To Jamie.
Yeah.
So it was like funny how two different people this week
right.
kind of did the same thing.
Did it very. So somebody what is compared him to Tony a little bit.
Baby Tony, they called
yeah,
him.
Baby
in the
Tony. Yeah, Baby Tony. I really like that. I thought that was a great description of him.
But he's having fun with his strategy.
Yeah, he is having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was not necessary for him to do the little like ninja sneak down the path.
That's the stuff Survivor loves.
Yeah, it's just really fun. I love his personality. I think he is really smart. He might his energy might be a downfall for him later on.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we've only seen that he's really tight with Heidi and possibly Josh.
Well, Josh. I mean, yeah.
But we've seen him be manipulative a little bit with people and his relationships, but never be, you know, I don't think anybody's saying, oh, Danny, you know, we don't like Danny or there's not a target on Danny. And he seems to be like,
had his vote last night in the previous episode. Would that not Danny wouldn't have been voted for.
It would have been.
Would Danny have gotten the power? Because he got the power because Matt didn't have his vote.
Right.
Because of a BS Survivor summit.
That's true. I mean, we don't know how that would have gone.
Yeah.
I just don't think. No, even in all the conversation that we've seen so far,
mm-hmm.
nobody has been throwing his name around, really.
Sure.
Maybe Franny did at some point, but I think it was just like, oh, Josh and Danny are really tight of thing. I could be wrong.
The fact that Claire last night. Out of all the people she could have thrown out to Franny, not Danny, not Josh.
I know.
She throws out Matt. She's like, what if we vote out your boyfriend, Matt? So I think that's a testament to, despite how crazy Danny seems to us, people aren't seeing him do these insane things and hearing his confessionals. Only we are, obviously.
He seems pretty, chill when he's around other people.
Yeah.
So, as chill as he can be. To an extent, yeah. No, he seems to be kind of like a clown, fun. He was the one that made the joke about, it's heartwarming to see Matt and Franny because they're so cute. But at the same time, it's heartwarming because they're a target, So he's just shown to be fun, likable, energetic, but we get to see that he's really smart, he's strategic, and he's being, he's manipulating. So I think he has a good chance.
I already know, because I had to ask you for all the rankings before, so this one's going to be fun. My ranking for him is 5 out of 14.
Oh, wow. My ranking is also 5 out of 14.
This will not be the first time we match, by the way, Mary. I didn't tell you this.
Oh, good. That's fun.
There are a few times where we match. So Danny, 5 out of 14. For me, though, is he the most powerful player on Soka at the moment? I think so.
Probably.
He has the knowledge of Matt's fake and his idol, and no one else knows about these things. So he does not... He does not need a tribe swap. He currently is in a great position. Tribe swap not needed for him.
Right.
For him to be like...
I think he would be fine in a tribe swap, though. Similar position of Carson as like he's likable. He could be a target as a physical threat. As a physical threat. Probably more than Carson, yeah.
If we have a tribe swap, I feel like Danny moves down.
He probably does move down in his position,
He's in a position because of what he's done. But doesn't mean he can't regain power on a new tribe.
True.
All right, our next player is Franny, a.k.a. I don't know if there's a... Is there like a nickname for the Matt-Franny relationship? Like frat? No, that doesn't really work. Manny?
Manny.
Manny. Anyways, Franny has 10 confessionals, 6 less than Brandon. No votes against her, no advantages. She's not in power on Soka, and her only alliance is with Matt, who doesn't have his vote for the next tribal. But she was talked to on the mat.
Yes.
That's her greatest positive at the moment strategically for me is the fact that Jeff talked to her on the mat at the beginning of episode 1. Because as I've said every week, but I gotta say it in case there's new viewers, when Jeff talks to me on the mat, that means they're eligible to win based on 41, 42, and 43. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's going to apply to Franny. I think she desperately needs a tribe swap. Desperately.
She does. She needs to be removed from Matt for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. And Matt's not even necessarily an issue, but yeah, it'd be great if she had an ally who could vote.
Right. She needs an ally more than just Matt, who doesn't have a vote. Mm-hmm. And the thing with Franny is I think she is likable. Both Heidi and Claire were talking to her last night. Obviously, Matt's talking to her about strategy. People seem to relate to her, can talk to her, have relationships with her. She's really likable. After the challenge, people were saying, it's okay. It's not really your fault. Mm-hmm. You didn't lose it. We all tried. We all tried. So people were comforting her.
We all tried, except for the two people on the bench. But,
we all did our best is what they were saying. Yeah, I know. And, when she asked for her time to go just cry in the ocean, go take your time. I don't know. I just think she is relationally... People like her, and I think she can make relationships no matter where she is. Her biggest reason that she is a target is her relationship with Matt right now.
But also because Matt didn't have his vote, because last night, if she had Claire and Matt's vote, I think Heidi picks them because they don't want to tie.
Yes. No, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
that's
not
what
just
I mean.
The relationship. It's the lack of power Matt has in the game.
Right. She has really bad luck right now, but she's still scraping through, which is why I like her.
Yeah.
I also like her because she does get a lot of content. And she is the one in the relationship with her and Matt saying, we don't need to talk to each other. Okay.
Matt's so giggly,
I wish
though.
Matt wouldn't have told anyone about the idol. Okay. Yeah. She seems to be more of the strategist of the two. I'm hoping that she gets a tribe swap and gets the target taken away because
she needs it.
If she gets some new people who are just, sweet Franny, she'll be fine for a little bit.
She needs her tribe to win out to the merge or a tribe swap.
Right.
So I did ask Rebecca, who's out of town, for a song for Matt and Franny's relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And I figured now's a good time. All I told Rebecca is that Matt and Franny were talking about having a road trip together.
Mm-hmm.
So Rebecca told me that the song choice for this week is Style from Taylor Swift from her 1989 album. I don't know the song personally, so I cannot vouch for it. But Rebecca said it, and she says that's her final answer. Now, she said final answer without me asking. If it was a final answer. So she was playing a game show that I was not a part of. Anyways, so Franny, for me, she is 3 out of 14. How do you rank her?
She's also 3 for me.
Well, wow, what a shocker. Though people should have known that. I think we were on the same page in our previous podcast about where she was. Okay, so our next player is Heidi, who, despite having 6 confessionals, to me, kind of felt like she came out of nowhere last night to all of a sudden have power because I didn't really know who Heidi was previously. Right. Though I do like her green wedding band. I think that's what you call it. When it's not a ring. It's a band. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why it stood out.
It is a ring.
But it's also in her cast photo. I just didn't notice it because she's wearing like this bright yellow dress. Mm-hmm. But I like the green band. Not that that matters to anything we're talking about today, but
no, I actually thought about that. If for some reason I was ever dragged to Survivor, which I shouldn't be.
Dragged?
I don't know.
You mean
I'm just
willingly
saying,
play because you love it so much?
Yes. I would get one of those, like, it looked like just those rubber rings you can get from Amazon. Because I've known people who, like, have physical, you know, jobs where they don't want to get their rings broken or damaged or dirty or whatever. It just looks like a little rubber ring. But they're really cute and they look good.
You'd be like, Wesley, I can't tell you anything. I'm like, Mary, I see you ordering a blue band. So you're on the blue tribe and you're like, I can't tell you anything. All right. So Heidi has 6 confessionals. She has no votes against her. No advantages. She was the swing vote on Soka, as we saw. And I think that a tribe swap would benefit her, even though she is technically part of the power line. I feel like, I don't know if she's really part. I know she says Danny's her number one. I think that was, like, she says it, and I'm not saying it's not true, but I think Heidi would actually benefit from a new tribe at the moment. Because I'm not sure if Danny and Josh are, like, as tight with her as she is tight with Danny, maybe, based on her confessional.
What I liked about Heidi was that it seemed like the decision last night was a strategy versus an emotional decision. Because she did seem to, you know, have a relationship with Claire, and you saw them hugging and talking together. And it feels like she went with her head over her heart in this decision.
Because she really did have a choice. Right. Claire and Franny are 2 votes. Danny and Josh 2 votes. She really did get a choice last night.
Right.
Whereas had Matt been able to vote, she would have almost had no choice.
Right.
So with her having a choice, we see how, she chose a side.
Mm-hmm. And to me, I felt like it was a positive decision with the choices that she had, you know, with the decision that she had. She felt like she had a good alliance with Danny, and that was the smarter way for her to go versus just, oh man, I feel really bad for Claire and I don't really care about Josh, you know, we'll go this way. So I just think that maybe she's playing more with her head than her heart, which is smart. She has been. Yeah, you were like, who's Heidi? I couldn't have told you until last night.
Before this episode, I felt like I didn't know who I was.
So not a lot of content yet, but at the same time, she's not been purpled or anything like that. I don't think.
No, there's only one person that's cast. I'm like, feels like they're kind of being purpled. We'll get to them.
So she has, I mean, she's lower down for me, but I wouldn't count her out. She kind of reminds me of Susie from Gabon. So she could go
only
far.
Only because we recently watched Gabon.
Well, but I'm just saying she could go far. Like, this little under the radar kind of game works a lot of the time. So,
but you do have to, at some point, break out and make people notice you.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's currently pre-merge 3 episodes in. So now's not time to break out show that you're a winner. But I don't know if Heidi is on track for that. I think Heidi to me feels like we reached the merge. Heidi's gone. It's like, yeah, okay. She had a good run.
Probably.
That's how I feel about Heidi. I do want to mention, because for some reason, there's been a massive discourse. I say that as a word for discussion. I hope that's the right word. A massive discourse about the past. Has it been since 41? Like, the first person voted out of each tribe since 41, 10 out of the 12 have been women. And I don't know what people want, because it's not like the men are making the decisions in all these votes. And I just want to briefly mention this, because last night, Heidi had the choice to stick with the women or go with the 2 men, and she chose the 2 men.
Right.
So when the women are voting out the women, like, I'm not sure what the complaining's about. Like, it's self-inflicted.
I mean, when the first half of the game is all about your tribe winning challenges, and that's the reason you stay, it usually comes down to tribe strength.
It does.
And
more
I mean,
so.
I'm sorry, I am a woman, but in general, men are stronger than women.
Josh and Danny are definitely stronger than Claire. As
so,
we saw, Claire did not show anything.
That's just part of Survivor. Yeah. I mean, I think it's expected that if you're a woman, you have a higher chance of going home in the first half of the game.
But
now later, you have a better chance of staying because they're trying to get physical threats out because of the meeting.
So I do want to mention the counterpoint is that people have been saying that, not to get too far off, but Heidi did this last night and then the discussion started. So that's why we're talking about during Heidi. Is the counterpoint is that it's Survivor Productions' fault for not having a tribe swap for potentially four seasons in a row. And people are playing under the assumption there is no tribe swap. But I think this has gone way further back than just 41 through 44. Like, I made a whole first boot video, and I think I talked going from season, I believe it was 35, starting after Game Changers, to now, and it was like, it's mostly women, and that was with two tribes. It's 39 days. People know there are tribe swaps. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So people are trying to blame production. It's just more so of, this is just how humans are. Right. So we're really just getting mad at humans in general, because Survivor production did not force anyone's hand or do anything. Like, Heidi voted out Claire last night. That's just the way it was. I don't know what to tell you. So, all right, let's move on. Oh no, let's rank her real quick. Heidi for me is 8 out of 14. I slipped there. 8 out of 14.
She's 9. For me.
9th for you, mm-hmm. So we're pretty close on her. All right. Next player is Jamie. She has 7 confessionals, no votes against her, no advantages except for her fake idol, and unsure on position in tribe. Oh, I put that I'm unsure on her position in the tribe. Not that she's unsure. I'm sure she knows. All right. I hope she knows. But yeah, she definitely got tricked by MGM/Matthew last night.
Yeah, she is not in a good position for me. I mean, you say you don't know her position in the tribe. Well, we don't really know anyone's position on Ratu right now.
Well, she played her shot in the dark in episode 1, so I don't even know who she was voting with or who she would have voted with.
I don't know. Exactly. That's what I mean. The lines have been really blurred for them because they've only been tribal once, right?
And 3 people didn't vote.
Yeah, exactly. So it's alliance lines are a bit hazy on Ratu right now. But in my opinion, it doesn't seem like Lauren really connects with her. We noticed that.
Yeah, Lauren Tripp. Yeah.
Jamie herself has said her number one is Matthew/MGM.
Who's really just playing her.
So, and we know that he's just playing with her. So she to me doesn't have an alliance. She doesn't have a tight alliance because she thinks her number one is, her ride or die MGM, and that's not going to happen. So
a tribe swap would probably be very beneficial to her game.
It could. Yes, because she's not in a good position. She has a fake idol. I just don't think she's going to have a great game anyways, because she is shown, like, I love her attitude towards Survivor and how she's just there to enjoy it and have fun. And she is trying to play the game, but I just don't think that she's going to be able to make it very far.
Not in her current position, no. And the way Matthew's shoulder's been going, he's either going to have to sit out of challenges or his shoulder's going to come up during a challenge where it's like he's going to fail because, like we saw last night, he was yelling about his shoulder hurting him.
Yeah.
So, but he keeps putting himself in these power positions in these challenges. They're going to get into like something where it's like throwing, balls up on top of things or breaking top or whatever. Something where it's going to include his arm and he's not going to be able to do it, or his arm's just going to fail on him because it's hurting. And then they're going to lose immunity, and then they're going to go to tribal and there goes Jamie. Like, I feel like we're a Matthew injury or Matthew blowing a challenge away from this happening.
I mean, it's possible. Yeah, I don't think she's in a good position in her tribe at all.
But I'm saying, are they gonna win out? Brandon. I don't see Ratu winning out. I feel like Brandon somehow is in a better position than Jamie.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's not saying a ton, but
yeah, that's not saying a lot. No, I don't think she's in. Yeah, I guess we're agreeing.
We're definitely agreeing. I ranked her 13 out of 14.
Yeah, same.
Mary also ranked her 13 out of 14. Okay, so that's it for Jamie, unless you have anything else.
No.
All right, let's talk about Josh. Josh has 4 confessionals, no votes against him, no advantages. Is he semi-purpled? Like, he's not purpled. He has had 4 confessionals in 3 episodes. And I think to be purpled, you need to have like an average of 1 per episode. So he's barely above the average. But who is Josh?
Yes, that's my opinion. I don't even remember what any of his confessionals are. Last night he was a target, and I don't think we even really heard from him. If we did, it was
last night, and I couldn't tell you anything he said.
Right. It probably was. I mean, he probably did because he was a target last night, so we had to hear who he was because he was a target, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like he has almost absolutely no content whatsoever. We don't hear anything about him. We don't see really anyone talking to him that much, except for that one time when. We've seen a couple of people talking to him. I'm just saying he doesn't have any content. They are not putting him in the limelight at all. So that's not great for his chances if he's going to make it far.
Yeah, based on the edit of the show, it doesn't seem like he's in a great position or that we should really care about him.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to say this because you know, Erica in 41 had a similar, like, who is Erica long.
For the first time.
But I want to say Josh seems like the only person so far guaranteed to not be the winner.
Right.
Because if I feel, I don't know. I feel like Erica's kind of a special case. Her whole, I'm going from a lamb to a lion. And they're like, well, we're going to lean into this is how it felt like in the storytelling. Bad decision, but that's what they did. But even Gabler, who supposedly was under the radar, even he had content from episode one. Like, we knew who Gabler was, even though he's a goof.
Yeah.
Like, we knew who Gabler was. We knew who Marianne was. We knew who Tony was. We knew who Tommy was. I'm going to go back. The last time you say it was Edge of Extinction season, the winner of that season. And that was only because he was on the Edge of Extinction, you know? Right. It wasn't because he was on the show proper. Like, we knew who Nick was, 37. I'm really spoiling. I don't care. Wendell, 36, we knew who he was. Mm-hmm. We knew who Ben was in 35. We knew Sarah was in 34. So I'll stop there. But, like, we always know who these winners are in modern seasons. The only exception to Ben, literally a season where they had the Edge of Extinction. And then another season where 41, to me, just felt like a complete misfire in, like, 10 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with production. So 41's the only time I think of, well, they could be tricking us. But I don't know. I feel like that was a one-off, and I feel like 41 wasn't well-received, and we saw that with the re-edit of 42.
Right.
I feel like 42 is heavily re-edited. So, yeah, I want to say Josh is almost guaranteed to not be the winner. He feels semi-purpled. He's not purpled, but he feels like, man, if they want to call somebody purpled, it's the first time since 41 that somebody could be considered this. Yeah. It's Josh.
Yeah.
So, for me, Josh is 14 out of 14.
Same.
He's in the Power Alliance on Soka. Right. And I can't even give him, like, more than that, because it feels like it's really Danny and Heidi who have the power on Soka, not Josh.
And we have no idea if a tribe swap will be good for him, because we don't really know much about him or his strategy.
A tribe swap might give him content. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a tribe swap would be beneficial to his story, but currently his power in the game is actually higher than the ranking I'm giving him.
Right.
Like, I'm giving him 14 based on his story, not really based on where he stands in the tribe. Because in the tribe, he has power.
Right.
So, I don't know. All right. Our next player is Sir Kane. That's his name from now on. Don't just call him by Kane. That's inappropriate. He has been knighted by Jeff. Sir Kane has 9 confessionals. No votes against him. No advantages. But he did fail to vote off Brandon. And as a big putt plus, he was knighted by Jeff. So,
that was really fun.
Never forget.
I like Kane. He's not high on my list simply because the content we get from him is more just fun content. Mm-hmm. We have character content. Yeah, more of his character, who he is, and his personality. So we haven't seen a lot of strategy content from him, and he does seem to be on the bottom in his tribe. His alliance member was voted out.
Brandon was not happy with him when
Right,
when
Brandon came back. Hasn't been happy with him.
Yep.
He's kind of been on the outs. I mean, he's a fun character, but that's about all we know.
He was singing O Canada. Apparently got the lyrics wrong. Not that I know the lyrics to O Canada. People are like, did you get the lyrics wrong? It's like, is it really that important? But whatever. apparently, Mary, we're not Canadian, so I didn't know this till recently. But apparently Canadians are having a whole, I don't know, internal conflict about changing the lyrics to O Canada because... I couldn't give you all the reasons, but basically, I guess they want it to be more inclusive, I guess is the way to put it.
Okay.
And Kane was singing the more inclusive lyrics that have not been official, that have not officially changed yet.
Oh, gotcha.
So I think that's what Kane was doing, and people were upset by this, but people are upset by everything. And at this point, who cares?
You can never make everyone happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if you sing the official lyrics, people are like, well, doesn't he know the all inclusive lyrics? So it's whatever. But yeah, I like Sir Kane as a character. I don't really think he's in a great strategic position. A tribe swap could be beneficial to him. Though I can't say that for certain, because who's going to be tribe swapped with? Whereas other people, I feel like a tribe swap doesn't matter who they're with. Like at this point, as long as they ain't with the tribe they're currently on, as long as it's mostly other people, they're in better position. Kane, right. I'm like, I don't know for sure. Put him with Carson or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They could relate to each other.
Make a bro geek group.
It just depends. Sometimes you don't want somebody who's like you to be with you.
Right.
And sometimes you want the opposite. You know, Carson currently is aligned with Jam Jam and Carolyn. Like, they are not like Carson.
Right.
At all.
They're all kind of unique in their own ways, but they're not similar at all.
You need somebody who wants Kane. Currently, I don't know who wants Kane on his tribe based on what the show has told us.
Yeah. Like, he could do well with Franny or Sarah. I don't know. We'll see.
Don't disrespect Sir Kane's name. but I am ranking him 11 out of 14.
He's 10th for me.
Yeah, he's one spot higher for you. We're pretty much on the same page in a lot of ways. This is why I have Rebecca normally do this. Sure, her and I will be polar opposites on all these rankings.
I mean, I can change them all. We can do the whole podcast again.
Yeah. That's actually a great idea, Mary. I'll tell you my numbers and you do the opposite. So if my one is your 14, that would be great. All right, our next player is Lauren. 10 confessionals, no votes against her. She has the extra vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where she stands in Ratu because she avoided doing the one vote they've had so far.
Right.
To bank her vote, to get an extra vote. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Nonsense. She has an extra vote and she doesn't really like Jamie.
Right.
That's what I feel like I know about Lauren at the moment.
Well, I think some positives for me for her is that she's been shown that she's really determined. You know, she's here to do whatever she needs to do to move on. You know, mm-hmm. she will eat worms if she has to. She's not going to like it, but she's going
to
eat them. You know,
to be a part of the group.
Right. And she will risk her vote to get the extra vote or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, she's mm-hmm. shown to be here to play. So I think those are some positives for Lauren. I think she is being thoughtful as far as, you know, planning out her moves, her strategy. And again, we don't know exactly where she lies in her alliances. Ratu is all kind of unknown at this point.
Ratu is so hard because of that vote where Brandon played his idol and three people didn't vote.
Right. So we've already discussed that a little bit. But to me, I think she's in a pretty good position and she's been shown to be, she's been juxtaposed with Jamie, and Jamie has been shown to be kind of the unknowing, doesn't really know what's going on mm-hmm. versus Lauren, who does seem to kind of know more of what's going on,
yeah.
has advantages, is being, you know, practical about things and working really hard and playing hard. So I like Lauren. She hasn't got a lot of content yet, but she's definitely a strong contender.
She's very middle of the road for me. I like her. I'm not sure if a tribe swap would benefit her because I don't truly know where like half a Ratu stands at the moment. Right. I think she's in a fine position. I feel like Jamie's on the outs. And if she's like, Jamie's kind of weird, then Lauren's probably part of the majority.
Yeah.
But I don't know for sure.
Right.
So I'm ranking her 7 out of 14.
What?
But a lot of that is based on I feel like I'm lacking information. So where do you have her ranked, Mary?
Well, surprise, surprise, she's 7th for me also.
When you were reading me your numbers before this podcast, I didn't want to say anything, but I was like, man, I think we matched up so far. Let's see. We've matched up on Danny, Franny, rhymed, Jamie, Josh, and now Lauren. Oh, and this will not be the last time.
Oh,
there's
I'm
only
sure.
one more time we match up. So 5 out of 14, we're on the same page about.
We're pretty close.
All right. So our next player is Matt. He has 17 confessionals. That is the most, or as earlier when I goofily said the first most, which is dumb. He has the most confessionals. He has no votes against him. He has no advantages except for his fake idol that he doesn't know is fake. His only alliance is with Franny, unfortunately, and can't vote at the next tribal. So Matt is in a crap position.
He is.
He's not in power on Soka at all.
I do love Matt. I do think he's smart.
He needs a tribe swap.
But he needs a tribe swap.
And he needs to not tell anyone on his new tribe that he doesn't have his vote.
Right.
And he better hope in a tribe swap that nobody from his tribe comes with him.
Yes.
He needs three tribes to remain, and he needs to go to a new tribe where there's no green players with him. Like, really, truly, it's what he needs.
Right.
I think if they do it, it's going to go from 3 to 2, I hope. But, yeah, Matt's in a rough position no matter what.
Is.
He needs a lot of things to fall into place to make it to the merge, in my opinion.
He probably should be lower on the list for me.
Yeah, I was surprised by your ranking. We'll get there. But
I just like him, and I want to see him go farther. I want to see him and Franny's romance.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's fun. But at the same time, just he's really not in a great position. And it's not going to be good for him.
I want him and Franny to reach Final Tribal. And then before they reveal the winner, I want him to propose to her.
No, we're not going to bring Rob up again.
But it's funny because in this case, it wouldn't be at a reunion months later. It would have to be on the island. So
right.
That would be amazing. Jeff's like, all right, time to reveal the winner. He's like, Jeff, before you do, I borrowed Heidi's wedding band.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Heidi, it's just a rubber band. It's not like her actual wedding band.
Yeah. Probably.
I guess he could make one. I guess it'd be weird to use Heidi's then. My bad.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to think of what's available on the island. Maybe MGM can help him make a fake. I don't know. A fake wedding band.
I think Matt is super likable and relational.
He's a goof.
And if he could get a little bit of, he needs something to just snap him out of his little love bubble he's in and be like, hey, you're here to play the game. Yeah. Come on, play the game.
He feels like, he feels goofy like an Eric or a Jason from Micronesia to me.
Yeah.
Like they're both kind of goofs, but neither of them were like in a relationship, though I'm sure Eric maybe wanted to be in one with Amanda. I don't know. But like neither of them, so like, this is like, that's what, like what Matthew would be without a relationship.
Right.
Whereas Matthew's in a relationship, so he's just a goof in love.
Right.
Which makes him more endearing.
It's true.
I really like Matt.
I do too.
I have nothing against Matt. So when I say I rank him 12 out of 14, it is purely strategical. It's purely strategy. It's not personal, Matt. It's just business. But Mary, how do you rank
well,
Matt?
Well, maybe it'll make you feel better. I have him as 6th right now. Mainly because we get so much content from him.
If we were to rank these people as characters, he'd be in the top 5 or 6 for me.
Yeah.
But strategy, he's in a horrible position currently because he doesn't have the other vote. Thankfully, no one knows he doesn't have the other vote. And so maybe that would be a saving grace if he tribe swapped.
Well, Franny does, but she's not going to
tell
anybody.
Tell nobody. Yeah. She was mad that he even told anybody about his fake idol. Right. That they think is real. So currently, Matt has the appearance of having a real idol to others, except for Danny.
Mm-hmm.
But truly doesn't even have a vote. So,
right.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about, very confusingly, the other Matt, a.k.a. Matthew, a.k.a. MGM. He has 13 confessionals, though I'm surprised he doesn't have the most.
Mm-hmm.
No votes against him. Hidden immunity. He has a hidden immunity idol.
Right.
He's the only one who knows Jamie has a fake, because he led her to the slaughter. Has an injured shoulder. This is his big negative. Has an injured shoulder. It seems to have not gotten better. And it's because he keeps doing challenges. And last night, I almost feel like they made a point. Even though it happened during the challenge, so it's kind of hard to not show it. Of him going, oh, my shoulder, like, during the challenge.
Yeah.
It felt like, and we keep seeing him, he's in a sling, and it's like, we're on day, what, 7 now? And I'm not saying your shoulder should be out of the sling, maybe, but we have seen other people injure their arm on Survivor, and they're not in a sling
yeah.
a week or two into the game. Though it's a little hard to compare, because, like, Stephanie LaGrossa doesn't make it super far on Heroes versus Villains, and she injures her shoulder, and... I believe it was Tyson who had a shoulder? I forgot exactly the injury Tyson had, but he was in. So I feel like Matthew keeps aggravating his shoulder injury.
Yes.
And it's not good. And it makes me worried that because Jeff teased before the season, there's 2 medevacs. Jeff mm-hmm. said it. And it's is Matthew the other medevac? I hope not.
That is possible. One thing I was thinking of, if we just take the whole medevac, because we don't know who it is or when it is or whatever.
It's true. It could be like at the final 6 or 7 for all I know.
One thing that I think could be important about showing that happen in the challenge, it's kind of like Matthew keeps overcoming all these things, you know?
Oh, because they do end up winning, getting like first.
He got first place in the challenge, even after his shoulder, you know, he was complaining really badly about his shoulder. So I think everything we see from Matt so far is just everything is good. Everything turns out good. Yes, he climbed a rock and fell and hurt himself really badly.
It's almost like if he was being medevaced, I wonder if him and Bruce would be like captains on a season a la Stephanie and Bobby John or like they did in Philippines, which was literally a medevac.
That would have been fun. Season. But to me, it's just like, oh, you know, Matthew, he just keeps overcoming. He just, anything that happens, he overcomes and he keeps getting better. Because everything we've seen from him is just like gold. Nothing, we've seen nothing negative. I mean, I guess you could say.
Even if he tribe swapped, I think he'd be still.
He'd be fine. Yeah. Because he is so likable. He is so quiet and calm. He's so smart. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get a lot of content from
him. Hey, I'm your husband. Stop speaking. So like, you're just like, oh, he's so smart. Just say how hunky he is, Mary. Say it.
Okay, well, he's married too. I don't think he'd be into me that
way. Oh, yeah, that is true. My bad. Okay, I'm not jealous anymore.
Thanks.
Now, help me not be jealous by telling me what your rank of Matthew is, Mary.
He's 1.
What? He's also my 1.
Yeah, I know.
MGM, I mean, like, dude is currently at the top. I can't say there's like a, like, my 2 currently, I feel pretty good about but I feel like Matthew definitely has a big gap between him and 2. It's not like the Grand Canyon. It could definitely be if there is a tribe swap. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If there's a tribe swap, but currently with no tribe swap, I feel like he's in a great position.
Right.
So
I agree.
He's 1. He was talked to on the map by Jeff. So that clip, but even without that, I would have him in my 3.
Yeah.
That Matt talk is why Franny even makes the 3. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't be there without it. My number two would probably be like number four or five as well if it wasn't for the Matt talk. So the Matt right now, the Matt theory saving. It's kind of like what we did 42 and I was like, oh yeah, Marianne, Jonathan, and Tori are my top three. Whereas like after a few, I don't know, there's quite a few times I'm like, man, if it wasn't for my, what was it, the edit or the opening edit theory I had mm-hmm. that season, I'm like, if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't even, not all, I mean, Marianne especially. They ended up working out, but like accidentally. So, because I thought that was the top three, not just like, anyways, you go back and listen to the 42 podcast, you know what we're talking about. Oh, also Marianne's story video. I think I hammered that as well because it was like they copied 41s. Anyways, they copied the whole editing thing. And I think they're copying it here too. Four seasons in a row is ridiculous. All right. So our next player is Sarah. Sarah has 13 confessionals, no votes against her. She has the inheritance advantage, mm-hmm. which, as I understand, means when they go to vote, she gets to play it. And if it, and if anyone else plays any advantage, she gets to also copy it. And she is not in power on Tika. She needs Tika to win out on challenges mm-hmm. or have a tribe swap because I don't think Jam Jam, Carson, or Carolyn are turning on each other.
Right. No.
So Sarah, 2 weeks ago when Rebecca and I did our premiere winner rankings, was very high for me because mm-hmm. she got the inheritance advantage and I thought they were going to do good. That went to crap real quick after the Helen vote.
Right.
So what do you think about Sarah?
I like Sarah a lot. I think she was in a really good position and it just so happened that Carson picked the other alliance. You know, I think he could have gone with her and she would be the one in the power position right now. She is low on my list though because right now she, if they lose a challenge, she is the one that's going to be gone. Yeah. So I, unfortunately for her, I feel
like, why would Carolyn play her idol, which is the only way Sarah would save herself at the moment.
Right.
There's no reason for Carolyn to play her idol. Though Carolyn is kind of a wild card. Maybe she does play her idol at the next tribal and Sarah can play her inheritance.
It's possible.
And then Jam Jam or Carson goes. Like, that's the insanity that could happen at a Tika Tribal Council.
It is possible. Could. Yeah. But, I mean, I just don't think that she has a great chance right now. Now, if there's a tribe swap, I think she does. She needs because a tribe swap. Because, yeah, or she merge. Does. Because I think that she would be one of those people that, at first, especially right away, would kind of flow under the radar. She mm-hmm. seems to be good relationally and works hard in the challenges, all that stuff. She's smart. She
the
knows
Bruce Medivac did not help at all.
The here. Thing that I like about Sarah is that she knows what's going on in her tribe. You know, she understands mm-hmm. Carson. She doesn't believe Carson's whole, oh
Sarah's
yeah, we're tight.
Idiot.
Yeah. Sarah's yeah. not an idiot. She knows what's going on. She knows where she stands. And so she's really able to you know, like have a pulse on the game and what's going on. So I think that's a strength for her. Mm-hmm. So if there was a tribe swap, that could be something that would benefit her. But right now she's just unfortunately in a really bad place. So
for me, Sarah is ranked 9 out of 14.
She's 11 for me.
Yeah. Yeah. She needs a tribe swap there. I almost feel like the bottom, with the exception, I think of Kane and Josh, it feels like the bottom people all need a tribe swap,
yeah,
to enhance their game or to give them a new lease on life.
Right.
So, yeah, the top, the power people here definitely have the power mm-hmm. based on the show. But
right.
who knows? The next week on Survivor was like, oh, this has never happened. Of course, they say that so often, but I don't know. We'll see. We right. already know that the red sticks in the cage is just Carolyn goofing off. So,
where does she get red paint?
It's not whatever. Red paint. It's just no. They're like. It's like red wood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like she didn't paint anything.
Okay.
As far as I know, of course, we haven't heard why she did or what she did. So
true.
All right, our
you
last.
You know, it could be
what?
It could be like a beware advantage or something. Like you have to paint the red sticks and put them in the.
There's no paint, Mary. There's
okay,
no
I'm just
paint.
Saying.
It's
I'm just saying.
Red sticks.
What if it's something like that where she has to do something
right.
in order to not lose her vote or something?
You're right. It could be like she says that and then they do a flashback to where right. she. Oh my. Could you imagine Carolyn sitting with not only an idol, but a beware advantage idol? Like, that's too much.
Yeah,
too
it would be a lot.
It would be. Carolyn's like just walking around 2 hours in her pocket. She's like, all right, our last player is Jam Jam. He has 13 confessionals, no votes against him, no advantages. He is in power on Tika, as we've talked about a bit. He was talked to on the mat, so guaranteed to be in my top three mm-hmm. as a result. But I have to say, my biggest negative is no follow-up on whether he likes to poop in the ocean or not so far.
Oh, my gosh.
I am waiting for that. You
I
can't
do
just
not
set
need
that up
that
and
follow-up.
Not follow through. Either A, want to see the poop happen in the ocean, or B,
no.
he needs to tell me.
Well, you're a psycho.
Or B, he needs to tell me about how pooping in the ocean went. No, I don't want to see the pooping in the ocean. I want to see like I want to, here's how it goes, Mary. You see Jam Jam, here's how the show would show it. He goes into the ocean, right? Cut to like a bird up in a tree taking a poop. Cut back to Jam Jam walking out of the ocean. Confessional from Jam Jam about his poop in the ocean. They went, I don't want him to actually see the action of it. That's how they would do it on Survivor anyways. They'd cut to like an animal, okay, or something, and then cut back to Jam Jam coming out of the ocean with like a giddy smile on his face. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Aqua dumps, it happens. Mm-hmm. People talk about them all the time after they got Survivor. And Mary right now is not into this at all, but no follow up on poopy in the ocean, okay? Anyways, for real though, what do you think about Jam Jam?
I love Jam Jam. He is such a fun character. He is in a power position, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
He's super likable. He's just so fun. I mean, he's making everybody laugh, even Sarah, who's kind of on the outs or whatever. He does. I think he does work hard in the challenges. He's an older guy and probably not as strong as everybody else, but he's like just putting his heart and soul in the game, and I love it.
And
I
he think doesn't he's have a pride issue based on what we've seen. And I only bring this up because he's like, Carson, whatever you want to do is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, Carson, no, we're going to do it my way. And then they lose.
Right. No, because he knows Carson could solve the puzzle, you know.
Well, yeah. And we'll get other seasons where people, well, even though there's somebody more qualified in the tribe to do the challenge, they're like, no, I'm staying in. I'm doing this.
Right. Right.
And like, you don't get that from Jam Jam. So right. I'm not saying that nobody else is humble or, you know, but clearly it's a good trait that we've seen for him to say that.
Right.
So if anyone else does it, I'll point it out. But yeah, just
the thing that makes Jim's you worried position. About him, I guess, is that, yeah, sure, he's in a great alliance now, but we haven't seen a ton of strategy from him versus just, okay, you know, they me, Carolyn and Carson, yeah, we got the power and let's go, you know, but we don't really see him think, you know, talking about, well, if this happens or if this has, you know, I don't know. We just haven't seen that aspect of it yet. And I don't know what his strategy are. Just stick with your alliance, that's all he needs right now is just stick with his alliance. But
I would feel better if like Carolyn had told him about her idol and no one else for Jam Jam, not what? For Carolyn. I feel
oh, okay. I was like you always say don't tell
no, anybody. No. I don't think that's a good move by Carolyn. I'm saying I feel better about Jam Jam's like strategic outlook if I knew he knew something like that. Mm-hmm. Not for Carolyn. Carolyn should never do this.
Right.
But Jam Jam currently is kind of like in the same position as Carson and heck, even Sarah, to the fact of none of them know about Carolyn's idol, you know? And if he's really that tight with her, wouldn't she have told him by now? I guess that shows you how surprisingly good of a game Carolyn is playing, because the Carolyn type of character, I feel like before this season would have exposed herself by now, exposed that she had the idol.
Right.
Like, she would have been like, hi, everyone. Ah! Or she would have, like, done something dumb by, like, leaving on top of her bag. I don't know. But, no, she's done a really good job. So, Jam Jam is in a solid position. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the Matt theory, he would probably realistically be ranked 4 or 5 for me. Like, below Carson. So, Carson would probably move up, and he would move below Carson. And somewhere above Carolyn, somewhere below Carson. So, probably about 5 or 6. So, for me, Jam Jam is number 2 in the game. Behind MGM, but I mean, if the other medevac is MGM, like Jam Jam's not, could be number. I don't know. I feel like if MGM goes out though, I feel like I can release the Matt theory. Like I can take into account, but right now I'm stuck to it until somebody out of these three is voted out or is out of the game in some way, shape, or form. So for right now, Jam Jam is number 2. How does he rank for you?
He's number 4 for me. I don't be just because I don't see a lot of strategy from him at this point. I just see him, you know, in a good alliance, which is that's a great strategy. I'm not saying he's a bad strategy. I just the only a lot of content we get from him is all the personal character stuff, you know, the fun content.
Like so, a Cody from 43.
Right. So, I mean, he's high on the list for me. I don't have any negatives from him. Everything we see is positive and he's in a good alliance. I just don't see him in the top 3 right now.
You don't
now.
See him complaining about him. So.
Right. I like him a lot.
You don't seem being fooled by anybody, I guess, though.
Right, exactly.
Carolyn's red sticks, you never know.
You never know.
All right, well, I think that's it for our winner analysis this week. Tune in next week. Mary and I will, of course, be continuing our weekly recap series, which we do on Thursdays here on YouTube. But we record them right after the episode on Wednesday. And then in 2 weeks, Rebecca and I will be back in it together doing the winner analysis. We're going to be doing that every other week, this podcast every other week with Rebecca. Thank you, Mary, for joining us this week.
You're welcome.
We'll be doing every other week, which they announced the finale, Mary. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, early enough so that we know it's May 24th. So actually works out. Every other week will lead us right to the week before the finale. Like, I didn't have to change the schedule. It's just every other week we'll do winter analysis. I was like, perfect. Great. So, yeah. All right. Well, we thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.